Welcome to the RG Podcast Network and the RG Business Navigate series. This podcast presents topical global business stories that affect Bermuda. Join series host Shivani Sait as she engages in insightful conversations with business leaders and experts in finance, insurance, reinsurance, risk management, accounting, and various other business services. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome to the RG Business Navigate series. I'm Shivani Sait and I'm your host. Today I'm very excited to welcome my guests from Marsh into my studio today. So I'd like to introduce Michelle Sivanaisen, Managing Director, and Tanya Korf, Senior Vice President, Client Leaders at Marsh Captive Solutions. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let me learn a bit more about you both. New roles to you both here in Bermuda, Michelle and Tanya. You've both been in your roles at Marsh for just over 6 months here in Bermuda. Of course, you're going to tell me about your very long careers at Marsh globally, but please tell me about your roles, your new roles and your current roles here in Bermuda and what they entail. So maybe I'll begin with Michelle.
I can kickstart that. So first of all, thank you, Shivani, for having us here today. So yes, I've been in this role as the leader of the islands region for Marsh Captive since September 2023, so a whopping probably 7 months right now. And my responsibilities is the overall client service, operational strategy, and the management of the islands. So it's Bermuda, Cayman Islands, and Barbados. So yes, I am relatively new to the role, but you're correct that I've had a sort of a long career with Marsh, starting off 20 years ago with Marsh Bermuda, after which I was asked to move to Nova Scotia, Halifax in particular, to help set up our captive operations team there. So I led the captive operations group for a whole of 16 years. Spent my time growing the COG, as we call it, to where it is today. So we are over about 100 colleagues sitting in Halifax. We have about another 50 colleagues sitting in Mumbai. After which I was then asked if I could take on this new role. So moved to Bermuda to take this on.
So do we call you a Martian now?
That's right.
That's
true
it.
Martian.
Okay, yes. You're a Martian. And Tanya, let me come over to you now. Please tell me about yourself.
So my role is that of Bermuda Client Services Leader. So in that role, I have the overall responsibility of the client service team. So that includes the development, operation, and performance of the team, obviously to bring the best of Marsh to our clients. I've been in this role for nearly 9 months, but as you noted, not new to Marsh. I've been with the group for 18 years, and I actually started my career in the captive industry with Marsh Bermuda when I joined as an account manager in 2006. So since that time, I've progressed in my career, which included 12 years in the United States. And prior to returning to Bermuda to take my current role, I was an active member of the senior management team for the US region as a whole.
Okay, thank you. So not just Martians, but returnees to Bermuda.
That's right.
I hope you're enjoying your return trip.
You sure are.
So last year I recorded a three-part series actually on the captive market. So perhaps you can begin, either of you, to provide me with a brief overview of Marsh and its place in the captive market arena.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take that, Shivani. So last year, you know, we continued to be placed as number one in the BI annual top 10 captive managers and have been in that role actually in the last 15 years, which truly it's an honor. We're tremendously proud about that achievement. You know, our premium volume last year, we recorded it at $70 billion and our capital and surplus was just over $118 billion. So if you think about that, it's big numbers. And like I said, you know, a lot of hard work put in. And that's why we're, you know, number one there. as of last year, we managed about 1,500 captives, which is roughly about 25% of the world's captives. So a quarter of the global market share is actually managed by Marsh. And we have about 600 colleagues spanning, obviously, in a variety of different roles globally as well in different parts of the world. supporting us to, you know, to be who we are and where we are in the market. So I guess the gist of my response is that, yeah, we're in a very good spot in the captive arena right now.
A little bit more than a very good spot there with those numbers. Yeah. Fantastic. And, you know, we met, obviously, before we recorded this podcast, and we had a conversation around what we were thinking we would talk about today. And I obviously found out that Marsh is not just about its captive insurance offering. You also have an insurance management arm. So perhaps you could tell me more about the insurance side of the business.
Yeah, so Marsh Bermuda has a strong track record of incubating new startup commercial insurance companies, but also managing existing commercial insurance companies. So those being both in the property and casualty space, as well as in life insurance. And in 2023 specifically, we were involved with nearly 50% of Bermuda's new commercial insurance formations, which showcases that expertise. And then we also actively involved in the management of nearly 70 commercial insurers. And by commercial insurers, I'm referring to Class 3A, Class 3B, 4, and then long-term classes C, D, and E.
Okay, thank you. Throwing more big numbers at me.
That's right. And just sort of to add to Tania's comment there, like clearly a growth area at this point, Shivani, for us. So, you know, we're seeing financial institutions, we're seeing private equity firms with life insurance business. They're all seeing the sort of benefits of forming offshore life insurance companies. And we are geared, we're gearing ourselves to service these clients right from setup. Like if they are a startup company, we actually go in to make sure that from a setup standpoint and then ongoing management. So what does that actually mean? You know, we've got dedicated teams of specialists from a, you know, sales and strategy standpoint. We've got an onboarding team that brings these type of clients in. We've got our operations team to actually manage the ongoing management of it. So we've invested a lot of our talent and some key colleagues in to be able to service this line of business. So truly setting ourselves or positioning ourselves very well for this growth and hoping to, you know, to see ourselves continue in that role.
Okay. Yeah. No, thank you. Michelle, you mentioned earlier, just to touch upon it again, that Marsh obviously exists in many different jurisdictions. Yeah. Would you have a number at play there, or perhaps you can tell me about the jurisdictions?
Yeah, we do have a number. So as of last year, we recorded to be in 55 domiciles or jurisdictions. So that obviously continues to grow. And, you know, if you look at, if I were to name them, that's going to take a long time. But, you know, spanning from like very familiar locations, obviously, like the Bermudas, the Caymans, and the Vermonts of the world. And then obviously looking at some not so familiar locations like Mauritius or Labuan in Malaysia or Abu Dhabi. So it's a wide span of locations that we actually placed ourselves in.
Okay, thank you. And, you know, if we look at the trends in the captive space initially, there have been a large number of catastrophe claims over the last 5 years. And the insurance industry has naturally increased its premiums in this hard market. From a Marsh perspective, what trends are you actually noticing?
So I'll take that one. We'll have the first go at it. So a well-established trend in the captive space is that organizations turn to captives when the commercial insurance becomes expensive or too difficult to obtain. So it won't come as a surprise that we saw an increase in captive utilization in the hard market. So Marsh Captive Solutions did an analysis where we overlaid the growth in the global insurance composite pricing to the premium of the captives that we manage. And as expected, there were growth in the captive premium during periods of rising commercial insurance pricing as the buyers were forced to retain more risk. However, what was interesting was that even as the rate increases began to slow, the premium in our captives continued to grow. And that growth consists out of two parts. Okay. The first part being more entrance to the captive market. So in 2020 to 2022, Marsh Captive Solutions formed 370 new captives. So there are many more new players in the market. But then the second part is the increased utilization by existing captive owners. And that increased utilization were, of course, the addition of new lines, as they usually are. But very interesting was that there were significant growth in mature lines of business like property and casualty. So that increased utilization was caused by captive owners asking, how can we change our approach to get a different result than the past? And how do we do something that we've always been doing, but just smarter and better? So that was an interesting trend to observe within those more mature lines of business. Another interesting trend is that growth has been across all regions. So usually when we notice these periods of growth, it's either in, you know, newer domiciles or certain pockets right. of the world. But the growth of the past few years have been seen both onshore and offshore, and even in mature locations like, you know, Bermuda, other island regions, and then Europe as well. And then finally, from a trend point of view, we saw an interest in non-traditional lines continue to grow. And there's always been that interest in the non-traditional lines, but we actually saw that within the number, you know, the premium the volume change, right. quite increasing quite a bit. So those specifically, we're speaking about employee benefits, which includes our voluntary benefits,
okay.
financial lines, which includes, not surprisingly, cyber, and then, of course, third-party business.
Okay, no, thank you. And then, you know, on the flip side, on the insurance side, the BMA has recently announced enhancements to its regulatory framework. So how has that impacted your commercial insurance offering, or any new trends, again, coming out of that announcement?
Yeah, so those developments are pretty new, and okay. the effective date's just still coming into play. But as insurance managers, we are required to stay abreast of those regulatory changes and be flexible to ensure that we understood them or understand them and then implement them effectively for those clients that we okay. manage. So when we think about our service offering as an insurance manager, that didn't change. However, it did result for a very busy 2023 and a very busy start of 2024 so far, to educate our clients to be prepared for those upcoming changes. Now, the good thing from a Bermuda point of view is that we've not seen a decrease in the interest in okay. Bermuda as a domicile.
Excellent.
And what that signals to us is that our clients continue to value the Bermuda regulatory regime, despite those changes in the regulatory framework and then also the increased cost. So a good thing for Bermuda from that point of view.
No, definitely. Thank you. And another really important point here in Bermuda that I always ask my guests about is the war on talent. I'm sure, as you've noticed, I don't know what it was like in the jurisdictions you were living in prior to 6-7 months ago, but this is a real issue over here. So how is Marsh tackling this?
Yeah, and you know, it's I won't necessarily call it a war. My personal view is that we feel that we have a really big pool of talent in Bermuda.
Okay.
And if I were to look at my past life in Nova Scotia, one of the things we did was we worked very close with our local universities, trying to really engage the younger generation to come into the corporate world, to actually understand it, work, and figure out if that's the route they're want to take.
Okay.
And we were able to retain a lot of students in Nova Scotia and them not actually moving to the bigger provinces. And it's something that, you know, we, Tanya and I, talk about it quite often here in Bermuda, trying to do the same type of an exercise
okay.
where we actually work with the younger folks or the students, trying to see how we can give them that knowledge, that interest to come into a corporation and an organization, right? So to actually get the experience of what it is like to work in an organization, to be in the insurance industry, to be in to be an accountant or an actuary, giving them that option so that they can truly actually decide, is this the route I want to go or I don't want to go? And my 15 or 17 years of experience has been, whilst these students benefit, so do we. So do we as an organization, watching the younger generation doing it. So, you know, I think there has been a bit of legwork that we in Marsh Management Bermuda has done, but we actually now want to take this further and actually move it forward.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is Michelle touched on a lot of things there, right?
Yes, she did.
About all of the various skills and qualifications and attributes that you can have within the captive industry, and that's what's so unique and wonderful about it is to help those students understand, you can actually be a lawyer and be involved with captives.
Yes.
You can be an actuary and you can be with, you know, in the captive space. So we've, over quarter four of last year, we housed three students from MSA,
okay,
where it was a work shadow opportunity for them, where we just pulled people in from different, you know, areas within our practice, from our actuarial team, from our insurance team, from the accounting side, to just help them understand what it all means, because there's no way that they're going to know that before they have to make a decision of going into a specific direction. So that was something that we did in quarter four, and we pulled people, as I said, in. And as Michelle said, it's valuable for us as well. The feedback that we've received from our colleagues who were involved was all so positive. They all enjoyed contributing in that way to the youth. And then in the summer of 2024, we will be formalizing that a bit more, and we'll be hosting two students via the ILS Bermuda College internship program, and have them join our team, and we can share with them all those things that we did for the MSA students, but just in a bit more of a formal way.
Okay, no, thank you. And you make a very valid point, because from the outside in, everybody just assumes the insurance world is either for an accountant, an actuary, or a broker, correct, an underwriter. And it's very important to know that there are a variety of careers that exist within, such as you mentioned yourself already, a lawyer, could be anything. Mm-hmm. So it's great that you're enhancing that. Thank you. So, you know, following on from the Risk Summit, which was held here last week in Bermuda, it's clear that automated information is very much here to stay. Where does Marsh lie in terms of technology, and especially with regards to artificial intelligence?
So I think it's, you know, from a Marsh captive solutions standpoint, I think it's safe to say that, you know, we've long been digital first. Digital has always been our strategy, or at least it has been for many years. So whilst I know it's a hot topic right now, we're all hearing AI quite a bit these days, it's not as new to our practice, so which is actually really great. So we feel we are ahead of the game. We had like a few examples that I can give you. We've had powerful, you know, remote working technologies long before the pandemic. It was all in place for us. We've got our in-house developed accounting software. We call it GCMS, Global Captive Management Systems. That's one of our key differentiators in the market, and it's all automated. Our whole financial statement processing is all automated. We constantly upgrade it. We update it based on, you know, client feedback and whatever that's sort of new at this point, to ensure that it's actually a very robust system at all times. And we invest a fair bit. We invest about $2 million almost on an annual basis, just in our technology offering. So it's always been a part of our big strategy. A few quick examples that I can give you is from an AI standpoint. Number one, you may have heard about this, but we recently launched something called ReadySell. And ReadySell, it's an AI-powered risk financing solution. Basically what this does is it allows organizations of any size, so it's not just large organizations, big, small, medium, to very quickly open their own insurance company. And when I mean quickly, I'm talking literally minutes. And how they do it is they utilize our mangrove protected cell facility that we have in Washington, D.C. So it's quick, it's easy, it streamlines the, you know, the license processing for individual insurance company formations. But that's the power of AI, right, and that we are already using it. We also have, from an MMC standpoint, so Marsh McLennan Sands standpoint, we recently introduced LenAI, and that's basically, it's an enterprise-wide AI tool that we use. So, and that's basically accessible virtually to all MMC colleagues. So we're already there from an AI and a technology standpoint. And I mean, we understand, right? It's clearly an evolving space, so we can't be complacent about it. So we are clearly very committed to continuing this journey. And one of the key things we did over last summer is we meaning Marsh Captive Solutions, we created a position called the Chief Digital Officer for us. And to even, you know, further that commitment, we actually moved our former U.S. practice leader, who's had a tremendous number of years of experience, who already had oversight of our technology team, to actually take this position on. So it was so critical for us that we actually brought in someone key to lead that team. So like I said, we are committed on technology, and definitely exciting times ahead for sure.
Thank you. Well, you certainly sound like you're on top of it.
Yeah, and I always get excited when we speak about technology, but the one thing that I'm particularly passionate about as it relates to our technology is that fall-on effect that it has on colleague empowerment.
Okay.
So Marsh's commitment, you know, to what Michelle said, that powerful remote work technologies, it doesn't just impact how we are able to service our clients, but it also enhances the colleague experience.
Yes.
So during my employment in the US, I was actually a full-time telecommuter. So, and that time represents a very large part of my career at Marsh. But despite being a full-time telecommuter, I was able to grow my career and hold leadership positions and be well prepared for the privilege of leading the team that I have here. So, you know, it speaks to that quality of the technology.
Okay.
But it also, more importantly to me, speaks about how ingrained it is within our culture. So all that combines ensures that we bring the best to our clients while at the same time enabling our colleagues to focus on developing the skills that help support their careers. And that to me is unbelievably powerful.
Okay. No, thank you. Thank you for that. And you talk about prominent strategies. Obviously, AI is incredibly prominent. But another prominent strategy is understanding a company's ESG footprint. So if I may ask you now, what is Marsh's ESG strategy and how do you implement it here locally in Bermuda?
Yeah, so I think as a, you know, captive solutions practice, let me talk a bit about that, and maybe I'll get Tanya to talk a bit more from a local standpoint. As a, you know, captive solutions practice, we have a captive solutions sustainability committee, which covers the E, the S, and the Gs of ESG. So, you know, actions from the top influences what we are doing in each of our domiciles in itself. If I were to speak a bit on the local level, you know, our ESG efforts in Bermuda, it's not just limited to the Marsh Management Services, not just our group, but it actually includes partnership with our sister companies like the Guy Carpenters, the Oliver Wyman's, the Bowring Marsh. So we actually do a joint effort on ESG, which is very, very powerful.
Yeah, so individually or as a group, we support various ESG initiatives across the island. So some of those examples would be supporting the BDA with their Climate Solutions Group, the Bermuda Youth Climate Summit, and then we also support various charitable initiatives. And this year our focus will focus our efforts on supporting causes that relate to children, feeding, and then the environment. And in addition, we have various enterprise-wide resource groups where we partner with others within that MMC community on the island. So examples of that would be Rising Professionals, Racial and Ethnic Diversity, Mental Health, and those are just to name a few. And then finally, in terms of the clients that we manage, we also manage insurance entities with a specific ESG focus. So those would include individual captive insurance entities that focus on mitigating ESG risk in various geographical areas, special purpose insurers that facilitate on catastrophe bonds, and then sidecars that facilitates the participation in transactions that use parametric protection against climate risk. So various ways in which we support the E and the S and the G. Oh, I looked away. The E, the S and the G in Bermuda.
Okay.
And you know, and we're actually, like, we're seeing many organizations, right, taking actions to improve on their own ESG posture as well. So we're seeing clients, you know, really turning to captives to help manage their ESG risks. So there's actually a lot more to be said on, you know, how a captive can contribute to corporations as well. But that we will have another podcast to talk
Absolutely. It's just so impressive to learn about your strategies within Marsh. They're very clearly laid out. No matter what I ask you, you know it all. It's fantastic. So when we, again, when we met, you discussed an announcement, which you couldn't tell me about at that point, but you felt you might be able to make an announcement today as we put a date forward for this podcast. Are you able to tell me anything?
We most certainly can. And I know the listeners can't see me, but I've got a grin from a year-to-year grin, because to say we are, you know, truly excited is an understatement. So I'll get right into it. So we just launched, and I mean literally just launched, our Bermuda-based cyber-only group captive, and we call it Edgeware.
Wow.
I'm talking probably an hour ago it was launched, so we're thrilled. This was licensed by the BMA late last week, so we're very excited. So it's a group captive, and it's a cyber-only group captive.
Okay.
So the initial part will be, we are expecting about 16 to 20 members initially, and some of them probably writing business as early as May this year. And the members, they tend to be obviously from sort of very large organizations and where they have cyber as their sort of potential exposure. Just for the benefit of the listeners, from an underwriting standpoint, the members can write up to $10 million in insurance or reinsurance, but these limits obviously will increase as we grow our member base. So, you know, it is extremely exciting. It's exciting from a Bermuda standpoint, but one of the most exciting side part of it is it's not just for US-based organizations. We are actually going to, this can be accessed from anywhere in the world. So that's really good for Marsh. It's definitely really good for the island as well.
Yeah, and then other reasons why we chose Bermuda, of course, you know, it's accessible for the global market. But on top of that, Bermuda comes with a very strong reputation. So
yes,
this really strong brand that we wanted to leverage. And we also have a large team here in Bermuda who can support this product. And, you know, we've been speaking about Bermuda and just the unique qualities that it has, obviously, for this product. But it's been truly exciting to be part of this initiative. So it was just a showcase of the exceptional talent that we have on the island, but then more importantly, just how the talent on the island can uniquely collaborate with each other and then with the regulator to bring a solution to bear for our clients that's relevant and timely. So sharing that smile that Michelle has from year to year. Definitely excited.
I'd like to say thank you. I'm incredibly privileged to have heard that almost within the hour. You said it's just
right.
That's amazing news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So let me ask you finally then, you've told me an exceptional amount about Marsh. I feel like I have a fantastic understanding, as I'm sure the listeners will as well. As you plan for the year ahead now, could you perhaps provide an outlook of Marsh's captive and insurance business?
Yeah, and I'll take a step at that first. I mean, again, don't mean to sound like a broken record, but truly, it's exciting times ahead for us. You see the innovation that's happening right now in the captive industry, in the insurance industry, but most importantly for us with Marsh, right? We are talking about AI-powered tools like ReadySell, and then, you know, I'm talking about today we are launching Edgeware. For me personally, I could not have been in this role at a better time. And we, you know, I guess our biggest strength is we are part of a phenomenally great organization that truly challenges us to do things better and smarter. And we're backed by a very talented group of people. So it's just exciting times, and innovation, I think, is going to be key for us for the year ahead.
Yeah, and what Michelle says is true, of course, right, globally, but then especially it's true for us here, those of us who have our boots on the ground in Bermuda. We have an exceptional team, our pipeline is strong, the talent is here, we have a strong, capable regulator, and then we have to boot a track record of collaboration across all of those partners to really make the best of these opportunities that we're presented with. So I'm truly excited about what the future holds for us.
No, thank you. And I'd like to wish you both every success with what lies ahead and for Marsh entirely here in Bermuda. So I'd really like to thank both my guests, Michelle Sivanaisen and Tanya Kaur from Marsh Captive Solutions for coming onto the podcast today. I'm Shivani Sait, and I've been your host.